USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tragedy in the Lone Star State. After one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history, the shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, leaving 19 children and two teachers dead, along with the alleged teenage shooter. The aftermath is sparking a political debate over mental health services, school safety, and gun laws. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson shares his thoughts while reflecting on the recent shooting.
We have to look at how we can better secure our schools, and it is about the single point of entry that, by blocking it open, allowed the gunman to come in.
The President and First Lady spending much of their Sunday in Uvalde meeting with the families of the victims of this shooting. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you. Right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The former president is continuing to host rallies across the country. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles News Bureau, Ellie Andrews has the details.
Former President Donald Trump rallied for Harriet Hageman, who's mounting a primary challenge to Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney has helped the radical Democrat Party weaponize the national security state and law enforcement against MAGA and MAGA supporters.
Representative Cheney voted along with nine other GOP House members to impeach former President Trump.
The pain at the gas pump continues this weekend as AAA is reporting the new national average is now $4.61 a gallon, the highest price the United States has seen in 10 years. AAA is predicting over 35 million people will travel by car this Memorial Day weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A single anonymous donor is covering the funeral expenses for the victims of the Uvalde school shooting. On Friday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott making the announcement, Abbott saying, "We appreciate the anonymous donor for his generosity." The funeral expenses come to around $175,000. In all, 19 children and two school teachers died in Tuesday's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School when an armed 18-year-old opened fire. President Biden recently answered that the U.S. military will defend Taiwan if China invades. The White House clarified that policy has not changed and the One China policy is still intact. However, China's foreign ministry spokesman said China will take firm actions to safeguard its sovereignty and security interests. Republican Congresswoman from New York, Claudia Tinney, joins Fox News Sunday Morning Futures to discuss.
We would come to the defense of Taiwan. That's in the Taiwan Relations Act that was signed in 1979 under, believe it or not, Jimmy Carter. So that is still it's sort of a vague standard. But the Chinese are moving in and taking advantage, and they're teaming up with our allies. I think this is an important distinction where we're talking about, what are we doing with Taiwan? Is it just economic relations? Is it just one China policy? And we're going to recognize Taiwan as a separate sort of vague entity.
More news is on usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.